The city and county of Honolulu will enforce a new vacation rental law while a court challenge plays out. The law, formerly known as Bill 89, took effect on August 1st. It makes advertising a short-term rental on sites like Airbnb illegal if that property doesn't have a permit with the city. New permits haven't been issued since 1989. Mayor Kirk Caldwell yesterday said a lawsuit challenging the new rules will not stop enforcement.
I don't want anyone out there who has an illegal vacation rental to think that because of this lawsuit or others that may be filed in the future, that the city and county of Honolulu is not going to enforce the laws that have been enacted by the Honolulu City Council and signed into law by the mayor.
A group called the Hawaii Vacation Rental Owners Association sued in federal court the day the new vacation rental law took effect. In a written statement, the group's attorney Gregory Kugel described the bill as flawed, unfair, and illegal, and said the rules violate the rights of owners. The Department of Planning and Permitting is handling enforcement of those rules. It's already identified 5,000 properties suspected of being unlawful vacation rentals and sent out warning letters. Acting Planning Director Kathy Sokugawa says there has already been a major reduction in short-term rental listings since the letters went out.
When we first started the notification process in mid-July, it was about 5,000 that we were able to locate, and now it's dropped down to a little over 3,000.
Sokugawa says her office could begin sending out formal notices of violation before the end of the week. Fines run up to $10,000 per day. Anyone who has sent a letter incorrectly can contact the planning department to correct the error. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.